It's time to get geared up with GeekWire's weekly tech and gadget show. Here are your hosts, Todd Bishop and Andrew Edwards.
All right, it's time for Geared Up on GeekWire, weekly tech news and hands-on reviews of the hottest games, gadgets, and high-tech gear. I'm Todd Bishop.
I'm Andrew Edwards. What's going on?
We've got a great show for you. There is a brand new device that Amazon has just unveiled called the Echo Look.
Yes, there is.
We've got some strong opinions about it. We're going to talk about it here on the show, plus news from Apple, Twitter, yep. And finally, we're going to be going hands-on with the Samsung Galaxy S8.
Yeah, and doing some comparisons, S8, LG G6, iPhone.
So a lot to talk about this week on Geared Up here on GeekWire. Let's jump right into it. Okay. Story number one, Andrew.
Story number one. Where are we at?
The Amazon Echo Look.
You seem like you have a very strong opinion here. I don't know what your opinion is. Before we get started, though, we got to let people know
that's
where
right.
to find us.
Yeah, don't forget. So if you're watching on the live video stream, we do this as a podcast.
Yes.
And if you're watching or listening on the podcast or the radio show, you definitely need to tune into the live stream. So here's what you do. Subscribe to Geared Up on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Mm-hmm. You can go to geekwire.com/geareduP for past episodes and links. But if you want to get in on the live stream, subscribe to Andrew's YouTube channel, youtube.com/gearlive, to see the show live and chat with us during the breaks.
Right. And if you want to be notified when we go live, just tap on the bell icon. It'll send you a notification right to your device.
All right. Let's jump in with Amazon's Echo Look.
Amazon Echo Look. Have you guys heard about this? I mean, I'm confused right now.
All right. So first off, let's describe this thing, explain what it is for people who might not have seen this news. It is the latest extension of Amazon's Echo line.
Yes.
It has Alexa, the voice-enabled assistant, built in, just as you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
But it is essentially a camera. It's an Alexa with a camera.
Yes.
With four, is it LED lights in the front? And it is geared toward the fashion-minded. And it is clear that you and I are not the target market for this.
What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say about my shirt?
I'm not saying
people are enjoying my shirts every week.
Gender-wise, it is clear that one thing Amazon is trying to do here is to broaden the market
right.
for the Echo devices. Every single person, I believe, in their promotional video introducing the new Amazon Echo Look was a woman.
No, there was two. I think there was two men. There's either
there
one
men?
Or two men, yes.
Oh, there were. Okay, I missed it. It was clearly predominantly... And the idea is that you put on your outfit for the day, and then you can take a full body picture of mm-hmm. yourself using the Echo Look, basically just use voice commands and an app
okay.
to take the picture. And then you can share it with your friends, get advice, thoughts on your look, or you can actually submit it for review by a machine learning algorithm and Amazon's fashion experts.
Okay.
Because there's nobody else that you'd want to get fashion advice from than Amazon.
Right, than Amazon exactly. themselves.
This was an interesting one. I have lots of opinions on it. For people who aren't seeing it, it's a white device. It stands on a table. It's going to be about $200, and mm-hmm. Amazon is only offering it right now by invite only. So you basically have to sign up for the right for an invitation to purchase this
right,
item.
Right.
Andrew, what do you think of it?
I am not sure about this one. I mean, it's cool. An Alexa with a camera is cool. An
yes.
Alexa device with a camera is cool. I think it's just the way that they're marketing it.
Yes.
Which makes it super odd. Like, how many people in this, I mean, up until today when it was introduced, has it been such a huge problem in society that people didn't know how to get dressed, that they needed to have a full length, you know, I mean, we have full length mirrors, but now this is like a full length picture with video, so you can like watch, you can look on your smartphone and watch yourself as you like turn in front of the camera to see, oh, how do I look in the back and the side? It's just weird. Like there has to be other applications for
yes.
an Alexa with a camera that aren't based on how you look in the morning before you leave the house.
Totally agreed. I think people have their own opinions about how they look. I think people are actually reluctant to ask other people or especially an algorithm for fashion advice.
Mm-hmm.
At least And again, maybe we are just not the target market for this. Maybe, I don't know. I don't want to get into gender stereotypes, but it feels like this is not something I would certainly use. I mean, but look at me.
Well,
but look at you. You know, you're very fashion-oriented, Andrew.
Thank you.
You're one of the most photogenic people I know. And clearly, you could use this.
I could.
And probably get some satisfaction out of using this. But the idea of taking a picture of yourself and then getting advice on it.
Right,
what do
right.
you think of that?
And it also seems like a... it's like a waste of time as well. Like, cause it's like you can send it to your friends and stuff. So like, hey, I got dressed, and then like you pull up the app and you're like, let me send this to Johnny or whatever. Hey, what do you think of how I'm dressed today before I leave? Should I change? Like, what?
Yeah.
Just get dressed and go. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
And, or you're going to like submit it to Amazon and wait for the algorithm to give you a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Now,
and,
I will tell you, they have this functionality in their app as well. They rolled this out previously, a fashion advice feature in their Amazon shopping app.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost instantaneous, or at least it was at the time. They get back to you if you snap two pictures of yourself. And then
you've tried this?
I've tried it, yes.
Okay, so they get back to you, and what do they say? Like,
they basically give a rating to each one and say, you should go with this one if you give them two different outfits.
Oh, but they, okay, but you can you send them one and then they just tell you, like, you don't look good today?
Not in the app. But
it's so weird, though.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that to yourself? Like, the only people that are going to, the way I see it is the only people that are going to use this are people who are self conscious. Like, they're so self conscious that they need to use this guy to tell them how they look. But then, if you're that self-conscious, when it gives you like a thumbs in the middle or thumbs down, like, is your spirit crushed for the day? Like, what is happening?
Possibly.
You can't even buy. It's invitation only.
For now.
You have to be a Prime member and you have to have an invite to buy one. They're $199.
Right.
I'm trying to think of ways to use it that aren't fashion-based. Because, again, it's just a camera. So you can – all you say is, Alexa, take a picture, I believe, is the phrase. So – you know, I can just see using it for that. Like, if you want to have like a group photo or, you know, something like that, where it'll still operate without being fashion based.
There were rumors that this was actually supposed to be a security device originally, like a home security device.
It looks like one.
It does. It does in a lot of ways. So just so you have it, it's a hands-free camera that features LED lighting and a depth sensing camera.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that cool thing where you blur out the back and make yourself pop in the front. So in that way, it's a lot like something you would share on social media, because who cares the algorithms, you know, whether you pop in the image. So,
right.
But yeah, that's the basic idea. You can have it take a picture or a video, and then it's basically meant to help you use your, you know, pick your outfits for the day.
Terrible.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I'm still going to have to buy one and like do a review and like use it, because people, you know, obviously people are going to want to know about it, but I don't know who the target. Like you said, you don't want to get into gender stereotypes or anything, but it seems like Amazon is.
It seems like
they are basically saying, hey, ladies, you need this if you want to look good, which
is odd.
And men, you don't need this. Because the only guy that was in the ad, I just remember now, all he did, they showed him from the back, was open the closet doors with like two arms and like like he's like opening like these gates to like some heaven or something. And then the next thing you know, it's like women trying it on. It's like, what?
A couple other interesting things, though. I do believe that eventually this will be a different type of device. I think the name Amazon Look applies to fashion, but at the same time, I think it can apply to a lot of different things.
Yeah, it applies to anything with a camera.
Like exactly.
You're looking at something.
Exactly. So I think that this is just the initial application. It's just an odd choice of feature.
They were trying to find something to fit with the product that they made, is what it seems like.
Now, the cool thing is, apart from the camera and the LED lights in the front, it actually also works just as a regular Echo. So you can use it
as you would.
Yeah. It doesn't look like it has the kind of speaker system that you would from the main sort of.
You're not going to use this as like a nice music speaker to get a full bodied, you know, music experience. But it's more like an Echo Dot in that sense.
Yeah. So any other applications you can envision for something with that kind of camera and those lights? Like, maybe that would be the way we could do this is, what else, even just given the current configuration, could we use this for? We got to come up with some other things to test.
We got to get one. We got to get one in and just like try to figure it out.
We've already signed up for the invite. We've asked for a review unit. Have not gotten one yet.
Okay.
So, but we've already signed up for the invite and we're hoping for it. You've got to get in on this.
Yeah, I signed up for the invite as well. And but who knows? Yeah. Who knows how long it's going to take to arrive?
It's also interesting that Amazon is rolling things out in very closed private betas more and more.
Yeah.
You've seen this with their grocery stores here in Seattle, the Amazon Go automated grocery store, the Amazon Fresh Pickup store in Ballard in the Seattle neighborhood of Ballard. And so you've seen them maybe not be as confident with all of their rollouts since the Fire Phone.
That's correct.
So the Fire Phone was a big, splashy rollout, and you've seen Amazon change their approach with their gadgets, where it's just like, hey, let's inch this out there. And it worked with the Echo. Like, it was initially just something that was a very limited market, and it took off.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like they've really changed their strategy for their rollouts.
Yeah, and I don't remember. Did they do the same with the Echo Dot? Because I remember there was the Echo Dot, you could turn the dial to change the audio, and then very soon after, they released a second gen, like so quickly after that, anyone who bought the first one was like buyer's remorse because they released like a much better one within like 6 months. And I forget if it was like invite only at first and they like used the feedback to tweak to a final product. But this thing, I don't know.
Echo Look. All right.
Echo Look.
We will link to it from the show notes on this episode of Geared Up on GeekWire. We've got a lot more to talk about this week, including new efforts by Twitter to dive into live video, 24-hour live video.
Yes.
Some new programs coming soon that are very interesting to your Apple Store. And later on, Andrew is going to be going hands-on with the brand new Samsung Galaxy S8.
That's right.
You're listening to Geared Up. We'll be right back with more. All right, welcome back to Geared Up on GeekWire. I'm Todd Bishop.
I'm Andrew Edwards.
We just got done talking about Amazon's newest addition to the Echo lineup.
The Amazon Echo Look.
Echo Look. We're mixed feelings on that. So let's jump into our next item so we can weigh in on those.
Another weird one.
Next up, Twitter.
Twitter.
They announced this past week, or at least they said on stage at an event, mm-hmm. that they're looking into 24-hour video streams. So almost like the CNN of social media, except other things beyond news, sports, entertainment, like a 24-hour Twitter channel of live video. It kind of reminded me of Apple's, is it Beats One?
Beats One Radio.
So you basically have a big tech brand creating a 24-hour media channel. In this case, it would be video in the case of Twitter. Now, Twitter, of course, has been experimenting a lot with live streaming through Periscope, which it owns, but also through the NFL, which they lost that deal to Amazon. They did the NFL Thursday Night Football last season. What do you think of this whole idea of a 24-hour live Twitter channel?
I think it's weird.
It is odd.
Like, I feel like Twitter doesn't know what they want to be. They've been having this issue with what are they? Like, are they a social network where people just talk to each other? Are they a news source? Like, they keep changing their opinion of what they are. One of the last ones were they were the way to connect you to like the influencers of the world, like celebrities and all that. And now they want to have a 24-hour basically TV channel. And so they have recently released an Apple TV app for Twitter, which allows you to watch Twitter video. But when you mentioned Beats One, it's interesting because, you know, Periscope is a Twitter service that allows users to live stream. Twitter's not doing the live, they're not managed. They're just, here's the app, you do what you need to do. Whereas Beats One is, you know, is all created and funded by Apple. So they pay their DJs and they have the music and they create the show 24/7 that anyone can listen to. And it sounds like that's what Twitter wants to do. They want to have their own show or shows, group of shows, their own station or channel where they are live streaming 24 hours a day content.
That's right. So this is from BuzzFeed News. Twitter COO and CFO Anthony Noto said that the company planned to broadcast video content covering news, sports, and entertainment 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, this is more aspirational. It sounds like they're going to start with something smaller. Mm-hmm. But still, interesting move by Twitter here. As with the Echo Look, I'm willing to be swayed.
Okay.
I just can't imagine myself like tuning into Twitter at 8 for their nightly sports show.
It's
a bit of a, although maybe I could.
Would you use Twitter here in the office, though, to say, okay, we need to keep on top of, you know, the social news of the day. So we're just going to have like Twitter on a screen
maybe
all day or something
almost like
that.
Almost like you would with CNBC.
And yeah.
Maybe. Possibly.
But I also wonder, like, what kind of – is it just, like, silly content? Like, hey, here's the, you know, the silly goat video of the day or, you know, like – or is it, like, actual news content or is it, like, BuzzFeed stupid stuff, like, top 10 things you only get if you were born in the 90s? Like, you know what I mean? Those horrible BuzzFeed – it's like, what are you doing, Twitter? And it's not – it's also, you know, everybody has different tastes.
Right.
So what are you going – with one station, with one channel, with one feed – how many people are you going to be serving, you know, with one thing?
This sounds like it might be in the early stages as well. We'll see what they actually come up with.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to our next news item, Apple stores. Usually you go to an Apple store if you've got a problem with your computer, you want to buy a device, You want to visit the geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people go for classes.
Yeah.
But probably not a huge number of them.
I think a lot of people know about them.
No. Well, no. Then, you know, they got the classrooms in the back. Microsoft does something similar. Apple is going to be ramping this up very significantly starting next month.
Yes.
A new program in all of its Apple stores, at least in the U.S., called Today at Apple.
Right.
It seems pretty cool. It's almost more like a speaker series than it is a training situation.
Yeah.
Although it is something where there's experts in the field showing you how to do things. But I like the idea. The idea of turning the retail store into more of a destination for actual valuable programming. Some of the things like the video editing stuff that they were talking about, or the tips from artists on how to use the iPad to make cool art.
Right.
That to me is pretty cool.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting too, because, you know, not to say, you know, anything negative about Apple Store employees, but a lot of times, you know, that you can't be an expert in every single thing that Apple does.
But they think they are.
Well, I don't know if they think they are, but a lot of times they will actually, they don't pretend that they know something if they don't. What they'll do is they'll say, oh, let's go look it up. And they'll take you over to like a Mac and they'll like Google something and like you'll look it up together. But, you know, now they're going to have the creative experts, for example. If you want to know about photography or video, there'll be dedicated people there to answer those kinds of questions versus, you know, tell me about my Mac or tell me about this Apple TV. Like there's people who help you with taking better pictures or editing your videos or tips or tricks. And that's not even the talks or the classes. That's just the new, I don't know if you call them tiers of employees, different groups. And then there will be the daily, it sounds like it's daily, different classes that you can take or attend, or speaking engagements. And it looks like there were even going to be like concerts at some of them, like people actually performing. So Apple wants their stores, and actually they stopped calling them Apple stores. They changed the name to the Apple store. It's not the Apple store anymore. It's Apple and then whatever the city is. So like Apple Seattle, Apple Bellevue,
interesting.
Apple Linwood. So do you want to meet at, it's not the Apple store, it's just we're going to Apple
today.
You're
going today.
To Apple. Right.
It's like a little portal into the world
of
Apple.
Yeah, it's a satellite, basically a satellite office for Apple.
Yeah.
So
they just need engineers coding in the back.
Right. Well, you know, if they start putting in, you know, more comfortable, you know, places to hang out, not just you go over there, you stand around, you buy something and you leave, but an actual place to like hang out, sit around. It looks like they want to be the next Starbucks. They want you to visit Apple and hang out, not just buy something. If you buy something, fantastic, but make it a part of your, basically like a part of your life almost, like the way Starbucks is. Like people don't go to Starbucks. It's almost like people don't just go to Starbucks because they love the coffee. It's like a culture thing. Like
it's the third place. That's the idea. The third place between home and work.
Right. So instead of Starbucks, we're going to stop by Apple, see what they're talking about today, see what they're doing today.
That's a good point. I mean, usually there is a Starbucks near an Apple store, but Apple should just have, they should just sort of, Apple and Starbucks should merge.
Apple can buy Starbucks like very easily with all the cash that they have. Or they could start Apple Cafe and they have a little Apple, you know, their own.
It's funny.
Serve apple juice.
It's funny on a recent show, the main brutal. On a recent episode of our main GeekWire podcast on the Week in Geek, I proposed that Starbucks and Amazon should merge. So what if you
why?
They're both going in sort of the same direction, or they're going to the same place from different directions. Starbucks with traditional retail stores becoming more of a digital presence. Amazon, you know, its traditions in e-commerce becoming much more of a physical retailer. If they met in the middle and just sort of blended all their locations, it'd be pretty interesting.
That would be
probably a crackpot idea. This is why I'm sitting here and not in the executive suite
or
the
here
day one tower. Exactly. Or on that side of the table. Exactly. At any rate, this could get me to go to an Apple store. Apple says that Today at Apple will be led by highly trained team members. Those are the folks you were talking about earlier.
Yep.
And in select cities, world-class artists, photographers, and musicians teaching sessions from basics and how-to lessons to professional-level programs.
Right. So it's not just the Apple Store employees. It's going to be, like you said, like famous world-class people who are great at their trade, basically creators who are good at creating something or making things or you basically using Apple's tools to create. You know, I'm sure they're not going to invite someone in who's like, let me show you all this great stuff you can do with Windows 10 and Android. That's not the point of this, right? They're like, they're showing
that's
you.
That's across the street at the Microsoft
exactly.
store.
Go to the Microsoft store for that. But they're showing you, you know, how they craft their trade. And I'm sure they're going to tie in Apple, you know, products or services into that. But it's a really cool opportunity, like, because usually, to get into, you know, sessions or classes or talks with these this level of people, you usually have to pay, you know, a fee, like a ticket fee. And now with Apple, it'll be free. You just attend. And, you know, I'm curious how crowded they're going to be as well. Yeah.
So that's launching next month at all 495 Apple stores. So that's going to be coming up. It's called Today at Apple. All right. Coming up next on Geared Up on GeekWire, we are going to be going hands-on with the Samsung Galaxy S8 just out. And Andrew's going to be comparing it to some other devices so you can check out and see how it stacks up. We'll be right back on GeekWire. Welcome back. You're listening to Geared Up on GeekWire. I'm Todd Bishop.
I'm Andrew Edwards.
All right, Andrew. Last week, we barely missed this. The Samsung Galaxy
S8
was delivered to your house while we were recording the show.
It's terrible.
So now we have the S8.
We have them.
With this infinity screen, right? Mm-hmm. That's the whole
infinity
idea.
Display, yes.
So this is the latest in the Galaxy lineup. It's really the flagship Android device in a lot of ways. Although, would you say that Google has upended that with the Pixel?
Well, no. I mean, they all come out at different times.
Yeah.
So the Pixel at the time would probably be, if you ask Google, the flagship Android device. But, you know, I mean,
this is the iPhone.
Once you look
at
the design, this is, you know, it's pretty amazing. So I'm going to give this to you.
Okay.
For you to check out. This is the Galaxy S8.
Yep.
So check that out. Infinity display on there. That's pretty much the main feature.
So I'm looking at the S8. How big is the screen?
The screen on this is going to be 5.8 inches.
So this is comparable to the screen on my iPhone 6S Plus.
That is a 5.5 inch display.
Okay. All right.
So this is a bigger display.
It's bigger.
Yeah. So here, you can hold that. That's the same size as your iPhone. And you just hold it.
Gotcha.
And as you can see, bigger screen, smaller device.
It's taller. It's definitely taller.
It's a little taller.
More narrow.
The screen is a little taller, but the device is not.
Gotcha.
So you have a smaller device with a bigger screen.
Right. Wow.
So that's nice, right?
So that's the main Galaxy S8.
That's the Galaxy S8.
Now
this right here is Galaxy S8 Plus.
So for people who are just listening on the podcast, it's basically got a curved screen, and the key here is that it's got a very thin bezel.
Right.
So the idea, that's nice.
So this is 6.2 inches.
Wow.
Versus this 5.5.
Crazy.
And again.
So the buttons at the bottom are, that's software. That's the screen. The screen goes all the way down to the bottom.
But
if
you push on it, push on that home button.
Oh, wow.
It feels like a button.
The haptic feedback.
Right. So you still get the haptic feedback on the button itself.
And on the screen, too, you get a little bit of haptic feedback there, which is common. I mean,
that's been
done in the iPhone as well.
Yeah.
So are these your personal devices if I start going through your messages?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's just how Verizon set them up when they sent them over.
Now
this, though.
What is that?
This is the LG G6, which I showed you a few weeks ago.
Now, is this the actual production model at this point?
Yes, it's a production model, latest from LG. As you can see, also very small bezels.
Yep.
Right? So this is what's going to be the main competing device on the Android side of things between the two.
If you had to pick one or the other yourself, which one would you carry?
They're both great. So I think, you know, the Galaxy S8 is a beautiful device, but it worries me because it's really hard to protect. Like, there's no screen. I mean, there's no case that fits the screen like the way it's shaped. Like, there's no way to, like, mold a case around it. So with a glass front and a glass back, dropping this thing, you can very easily shatter it, like one side or the other. So that's the only hesitation I have. The LG G6 is a fantastic device. It feels more solid to me.
Yeah.
Like, this feels very...
It feels like a piece of art.
Yeah, I have to, like, hold it carefully. And whereas the G6, same idea with the thin bezels, same idea with the longer aspect ratio, 16
but
or
not
18
a curved screen, not a
no
curved screen,
no
on the
curved
edge.
Display here.
And it feels like the curved display is that type of thing for the augmented reality experiences, where that curve kind of creates the blend into the real world.
It almost disappears.
Exactly.
So if I open up the camera.
Oh, interesting. So there's edge panels. I just activated this. So you sort of swipe in from the edge of the S8. It's a lot like Windows 8. Remember that?
I do.
Yeah.
All right. So check this out. So if you open up the camera and you make
a full
screen.
Oh, yeah. Let me. Oh, wow. So it almost
disappears from your hand.
For the folks on the video.
It basically disappears.
It's almost just like a window into the world.
Through
the camera.
Right.
Yeah. Very cool.
So the camera is going to be, you know, that's our window into AR. and VR in a way too. It's not about making a clear phone that's completely see-through.
Which is the Apple rumor that
Robert Scoble
long disputed.
Right. It's not happening. But you open up the camera and boom, like the whole interface just disappears. And you know, that's cool. The way that they've made this device, it really, at least for that feature, it's really welcoming and very eye-catching. It's like you're just holding up a tiny little bezel and everything else goes away. Yeah.
One or two more takeaways on the S8. What are your biggest favorite features on this one?
I mean, I think, quite honestly, the main feature of the S8 is the display. Like, it's about that Infinity display. If you take the Infinity display away, you really are pretty much left with an LG G6. Like, you have this phone. The camera is fine. It's one of the best cameras out there, but they haven't really made any changes to the camera over since the S7 or the Note 7. It's the same camera module. It's not the exact same part, but it's the same, you know, aperture length, same megapixel, same everything. They've improved the software to make the pictures look better, but the rear camera is the same, and that's one of the main things people look forward to when they get a new phone. The front camera has been much improved. It's now 8 megapixels and it's wide angle, so you can fit more people into a selfie, and it does autofocus, which no other front camera does. But if you can imagine taking a picture, like, you have to hold your camera out and then you have to like tap on where you want it. It's just silly. So now you just hold it out, it autofocuses, and you don't even have to press a button. It has like a gesture. You can just like open your hand and close your fist, and then it does like a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1
for the
countdown.
Selfie.
Yeah,
for
take a
That's
selfie.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so they've done some cool stuff there. And then obviously there's the Bixby button, dedicated Bixby button. Bixby is Samsung's, basically their version of Siri in a way. And so, you know, they're going all in by putting a hardware button on the device to activate that feature. So, you know, hopefully it doesn't flop because you just put a hardware button on there for no reason. If so, the weird thing, though, is the carriers are deciding what Bixby features people can use. So, like, imagine if you had an iPhone from T-Mobile and an iPhone from Verizon, and both have Siri on them, but Verizon says you can't check sports scores using Siri on our network, like, for example. So one of the big features of Bixby is you can open the camera app and point Bixby at anything, and then it'll recognize the object and pull up results of where you can buy that object. So you don't even have to know what it is. You can point it at that camera, and it'll pull up that exact camera and show you prices, and you can buy it. And Verizon says that feature we're not allowing here at launch or something like what?
Does Amazon power that? I know Amazon is integrated.
Amazon does
the
power that, but still, like, who cares? Who powers it? Why is Verizon the carrier who only provides the service to my cell phone telling me that I can't use a feature that's built into the software of the phone?
That seems very 7 or 8
Isn't
years
it weird?
Ago.
Yeah, because you could, so that means you can use that feature on Sprint or T-Mobile or AT&T, but if you're on Verizon, you don't get to do that. Like, why?
Is that technical or policy related, do you think?
I think it's, I mean, it's not, you don't have to, you can turn off your cell phone service and just be on Wi-Fi. And if you have a Verizon phone, that feature's not going to work. So it's not a technical
related
thing. Yeah. It's like Verizon wants to make sure they get a cut or something of any sale. And that's just me, you know, speculating. But it's just a silly thing.
I sense a John Ledger Twitter rant coming on.
He's been going crazy the past couple days.
He has been.
T-Mobile has been on fire.
This is a whole we should do a different episode on this. In fact, this would be a good one for us to talk about.
All right, we have another episode we're about to do.
Yeah, absolutely. My unlimited saga has been taking a new turn lately. So
your unlimited data plan?
Unlimited
saga?
Data plan saga. So we can talk about that.
All right,
so that is the Samsung Galaxy S8.
Yes.
We'll link to, you've got a full hands-on review.
I have a hands-on, I have an unboxing. I'm also doing a giveaway right now of the S8 and S8 Plus. You can enter it at gearlive.com/go/win-S8.
Got it.
So there'll be two winners. Each one gets one phone. So first prize, S8 Plus, second place, S8.
Give that address again.
gearlive.com/go/win-S8. And there's also a YouTube video. If you just go to my YouTube page, you'll see the giveaway video right there.
Yes, youtube.com/gearlive.
Yes. And
that's where you can also go if you want to check out the live video stream behind the scenes of Geared Up each week. And if you want to subscribe to the podcast, don't forget, go to geekwire.com/gearedup or subscribe on iTunes or your favorite podcast app.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, until next time, I'm Todd Bishop.
I'm Andrew Edwards.
You're listening to Geared Up on GeekWire.
Thanks for listening to Geared Up, the weekly tech and gadget podcast. Check out more of Andrew's reviews at youtube.com/gearlive and follow all of our coverage at geekwire.com.